how do you see yourself? And in line with that question, the second question I want to ask you is, what do you believe is possible for you to achieve? What do you believe is possible for you to achieve? Now, both of those questions are vital keys. And as we move further and further into this teaching, you're going to discover the necessary shifts you're going to have to make. It's important to know how you see yourself. And for many of us, we have had to deal with dysfunctions in our life. And I know that none of us like to admit the fact that we're dysfunctional, and yet the fact is we are human. And because we are human, we are not perfect. And because we're not perfect, we don't operate normally or properly in every area of our lives. We would like to operate normally and properly in every area of our lives. However, we don't. And so in those areas where we're not quite up to par, there's a level of dysfunction in our ability to carry out and execute the things that are most important to us, particularly as it relates to our calling, our career, our closest relationships, and then our broader spectrum of relationships. So it's important that we recognize, when we take a good look at ourselves, that we are able to look at both our strengths and our non-strengths from a place of not being judgmental and from a place of accepting all the parts of ourselves, the good, the bad, and the ugly, knowing that we're loved in spite of it all, and we're loved so much that we're not going to stay in that place. We're going to be transformed and changed, provided, you know where I'm going, provided we make necessary shifts. Some people stop living when they get to be 30 years old or 40 years old, and then they just exist for the rest of their lives because they think that they've achieved as far as they can achieve, and now it's just a matter of existing. You were called to be a lifelong learner. You have been called to make necessary shifts every phase and stage of your journey so that you can go progressively from one place of intended fulfillment to another place of intended fulfillment, and that with great satisfaction. I believe it was Emerson who said, most men lead quiet lives of desperation. And I've often said that sadly, most of us die with our music still in us. And so I want you to realize the way you see yourself is foundational to where we're going, because the way you see yourself determines what you believe is possible for you to achieve. So in those two questions, there is a wealth and a veritable encyclopedia of information we can discover about you and help you unpack so you can move forward in incremental steps, making the necessary shifts to get from your current reality to your desired reality, from where you are to where you want to be. And between where you are and where you want to be, between your current reality and your desired reality, there's a gap. And we've got to get in that gap and learn how to bridge that gap. And we need to do as the great expert on leadership and leadership psychology, Robert Quinn, says, we need to build the bridge as we walk on it. In other words, when we get in that gap, we have to build a bridge from our current reality to our desired reality, and we've got to build that bridge as we walk on it. We don't have the luxury of having the bridge pre-constructed because we've never been in that gap before. And so we've got to take a leap of faith and begin to build that bridge one step at a time, incremental steps with necessary shifts. So how you see yourself and what you believe is possible for you to achieve are both related, because the way you see yourself determines what you believe really is possible for you to achieve. If you don't see yourself as someone who is a, let's say, a successful entrepreneur, You are already moving into the business world, if that's your goal, with a strike or maybe two or three against you already, because